What? How did you usually do it? Like 5 minutes before? 5 minutes before? Good. Hi, my name is Marcella, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater.
Hi, Marcella.
My home group is A Vision for You. We're a phone meeting. And my abstinent date is February the 22nd of 2011. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor, and I have sponsees who have sponsees. And the literature that I study is the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. I have a food plan that I weigh and measure. I eat 3 times a day, and that works for me, and that gives me like the total, absolutely certainty that I am abstinent. According to the doctor's opinion in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, that's my entire abstinence. So everything that is in my food plan is food for me. Everything that is not in my food plan is alcohol to me. And my top weight was 211 pounds. And my lowest weight, not healthy weight, was 78 pounds. I ended up in a wheelchair, my hair was falling, my teeth were wiggly, and I still wanted to lose 3 more pounds, because who wants to weigh 75? Sounds better. And but when I was 211, I was like, what's the big fuss like? I can still manage to buy the clothes. So as you can tell, something in my mind is broken. I cannot assess my weight and my shape anymore. My first diet, my mom dragged me. I was born in Mexico City, and my mom and my parents sent me to Disneyland to practice my English. And while everybody else was running around and going through the rides, and I learned everything that needs to be learned about how to order food, buffets. And that's where I spent all my Disneyland money. And I gained a lot of weight that summer, and I thought I was growing because I was 10 years old. So I just bought a lot of like extra large t-shirts and shorts, and when my mom picked me up at the airport, she never like opened her arms and kissed me and hugged me. Her face was just horrified. She was horrified, and she dragged me to Weight Watchers. I'm a pioneer in Mexico City in that diet club. I became a leader at some point. I reached my goal weight many, many times. Back there in the day, they gave you like the goal thing, like a really goal thing. I had those. But every single time, I would like lose the weight, gain more. The first time that I lost weight, I was 16 pounds. In a 10-year-old frame, that's a lot of weight. 16 down, 20 up. 20 down, 25 up. 25 down, 30 up. And then at the end, as my disease progressed, I could never lose that much anymore. I would lose 10, 15, and gain more. When I was in my late 20s, I discovered amphetamines. And I said, this is the answer. This is what needs to happen, right? I abused them. I became addicted to them. In my 30s, I learned that if I drank enough white wine, I was able to be skinny. So, but at the end, it was the white wine, the amphetamines, and the food. So it didn't work anymore. So I had tons of psychotic episodes induced by the, you know, fantasy, the illusion, the fallacy that I could control the way that I ate. So I crossed that line when I was 48. I dragged myself, dragged my misery to Alcoholics Anonymous, and I just surrendered because I overdosed and I almost died. And I was able to put down the alcohol and the pills, but I knew that I was going to gain weight. I just knew it. But 48, I said, well, you know, that my vain years are gone. And if I'm going to be fat, so be it. I'll still be, at least I'll be alive. And so I joined a group, and I started studying the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it worked. And I stopped drinking, and I stopped using pills, and I started counting my sober days. So along that path, I sponsored successfully this, you know, drug addict. And he had one of those spiritual experiences that I describe in the big book, like this like big white light kind of thing. He had one of those, and I was very jealous. I was extremely jealous. I said, this guy, you know, junk, like drug addict, he's intimate with my higher power that I introduced him to, and how come he just like said 1, 2, 3, boom, right? So I said, Steve, do you think that your higher power that has your crystal meth, do you think that he'll be interested in my extra weight? And he said, I don't know, but let's read the big book. And then he read the big book to me, and he explained to me that everything that causes in me, every food that causes in me the effect that he had with his drugs, what's a drug to me. And I never understood that. I never understood that until a drug addict explained it to me. And I was able to say, 1, 2, 3. You keep your abstinence, your sobriety, what you call sobriety, one day at a time. And this was day 16 for him. It was like nothing, right? But he was so much on fire that he was attracted to me. And I said, you'll stay sober one more day, and I'll put the food down. So that's what I found the vision for you. And that's my abstinent day, February 22nd, 2011. I thought I had joined Overeaters Anonymous in 1985. I thought I had joined it. I still was living in Mexico City. That's one of the many, many attempts to lose weight. And I lost a lot of weight the first year. And then I relapsed, and I could never, ever be abstinent for 1 year again. I would get like 11 months, 10 months, 3 months, 10 days, relapse. So my experience in Overeaters Anonymous is that of I relapsed from 1986 to 2011. My experience in abstinence is very new. I'm a newcomer to this gig. If everything goes well, February the 22nd, it'll have 6 years back-to-back abstinence. And most of my 12-step I've done over the phone. That drug addict and I put together a workshop tailored by his experience and my experience, and we call that 12 Steps in 5 Hours. And it's been a hit. I just came from Mexico where I had that, you know, a lot of people came in. I've traveled some doing that workshop. I went to Texas, I went to Connecticut, I've been to Rhode Island. I'm going to to Connecticut again. We have another one, and we do it every 3 months here in Boston. The next one is in March the 4th. And what we do is that we try to replicate Dr. Bob's experience and alcoholic number 3. Alcoholic number 3 recovered immediately. Immediately. That doesn't mean that he didn't do all the 12 steps. That just means that the attraction of the recovered people was so compelling that he just was immediately added to that stream of recovery. And then he went through this process. He never drank again. Alcoholic number 3. So it's been incredible. I was reluctant to come to face-to-face meetings because I've been such a failure in face-to-face meetings in a way. I just took all these decades. I would come to face-to-face meetings blaming away as a whole. I had huge resentments against Roseanne. May she enjoy of the presence of our higher power. I had huge resentments against Irene, the one who made the first split of in OA. I had huge resentments against all the people that tried to sponsor me. And I never saw. I always thought that OA was in debt to me. Like, OA was defective. Oh, I also was resentful against the higher power because I would say, like, how come he gave the big book to alcoholics and not to us? We should be the ones telling drug addicts how to get sober, not the other way around. How come I have to knock the door at AA and say, please teach me the 12 steps and the 12 traditions? I was also resentful against God. So when a sponsor in the Vision for You took pity on me and sponsored me, I was able to see that Roseanne gave us the structure that we have, that we enjoy right now, where people from all over the world can find a meeting, a phone meeting, an online meeting, a face-to-face meeting. I was able to see that Irene gave us what she could when she could. I was able to see that drug addicts and alcoholics die on one weekend and overdose, that's it, that's the end. They have a lot less time to get abstinent, right? While we have a little more of a window to survive. Now I'm grateful, and I know that if I get to live 120 years, which I hope I will, because I'm 56, I just got here. I really feel that I'm like 6 years old. I just landed in this place of freedom, of clarity, of joy, of feeling productive. My length of sobriety has been incredible. Everything that I should have done back there and then when I was 30, I'm finally able to do now. I got married. I got a mortgage on my name. Can you believe that? A junkie like me. I went to college. I'll get a bachelor's degree, God willing, in this May. I already know where I'm going to do my master's. I've traveled trying to convey this message of hope. I've never been this skinny, never. Size 4, easy. I'm not hungry. Thank you, God, thank you. I'm not hungry. I finally feel that I can proper celebrate my holidays. I'm Jewish. I finally know the meaning of Passover, the meaning of freedom, the dignity of being alive, of having meaning and purpose. If the rest of my life I do nothing but just weigh and measure my food and stay abstinent for another 24 hours, and I do nothing else but just try to sponsor, my life wouldn't have been in vain. What's happening in the 12 steps by practicing these has never happened in the history of humankind. Just 80 years before, if you were an alcoholic or an addict, you would die, that's it. There was no solution, there was no way out. For the first time in the history of mankind, people can recover. People can stop drinking, stop using drugs, stop eating compulsively. This has never happened before, and we are pioneers. So if I do nothing else the rest of my life but just try to convey this message to another person that is still suffering, my life would have been a remarkable success. But I cannot do it alone, and I'm kind of like getting tired of traveling so much, so I would like to build for myself a little face-to-face community where I live, and that's what I'm beginning to attend this meeting. And I hope that I can give back to OA a little bit of the lot that I just did in decades of complaining and whining. And I don't have anything else to say, so thank you for listening.